Good day and welcome to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry in season and out of season. My name is Alan Bissette. I've been filling in for Father Tom for this week. Father Tom is away giving a retreat this week and will be back at the microphone on Monday. We've been listening to some songs from a CD that I've recently completed. We've been looking at the scriptures that inspired those songs, and we've been commenting on those scriptures. These songs have to do with our hunger and thirst for God, the living God, and His response to that hunger and thirst, the gift of His Holy Spirit. We've looked at the 35th chapter of Isaiah, and we've seen that the Holy Spirit is likened to life-giving waters that cause the parched land to bloom, to blossom, to rejoice, to become a fertile oasis. We've also seen that we're called to walk on the holy way, and that this holiness we're called to walk in is a gift from Jesus our Savior, and He gives this through His Holy Spirit. Remember that Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well, if you only recognized God's gift and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would have asked Him instead, and He would have given you living water. If you only recognized God's gift. Let's recognize God's gift and receive from Jesus this life-giving water. We also looked at the Holy Spirit as the fire of God, which purifies and cleanses. In the third chapter of the prophet Malachi, Malachi states that when the Messiah comes, He would be like a refiner's fire. He will sit refining and purifying. He will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver. And this fire of God rested upon the apostles and the disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, purifying them, transforming them, empowering them, preparing them for their calling to speak the word of God to their generation and our generation. Today, I would like to focus a little more deeply on this hunger and thirst that we have for God, the living God. In Psalm 42, the psalmist sings, as the deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for Thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? And then in Psalm 63, O God, You are my God whom I seek. For You my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth parched, lifeless, and without water. So the psalmist is likening his soul, his heart, to that parched, dry, barren desert that we saw referenced in Isaiah 35, that's waiting, that's longing for the life-giving waters. Now let's listen to Like a Deer. Thank you. running streams, so my soul longs for you, Lord. Like deer longs for running streams, so my soul longs for you, Lord. Left of the rock, so my soul finds rest within the wound of your heart. Like deer longs for running streams, so my soul longs for. A servant from the hands of his master, so my mind is stayed on you, Lord. Like the eyes of a maid from the hands of her mistress, so my mind stayed on you, Lord. Like a tree bends before the power of the storm, so my soul bows down before your presence, Lord. Like the eyes of a servant from the hands of his master, so my mind is stayed on you, Lord.
So So my soul finds rest within the wound of your heart, like a deer longs for running streams. So my soul longs for you, Lord.
Isn't it wonderful that Jesus satisfies this deep longing we have, this deep thirst we have for God, the living God, by giving us the living water, the Holy Spirit, which becomes a fountain within us, leaping up to provide eternal life. Before we listen to two of Father Tom's songs about this river of life, let's look at Ezekiel 47. Now here, Ezekiel was shown a vision of water flowing from beneath the threshold of the temple, of a new restored temple. And first it was just the trickle, then it was ankle deep, then it was knee deep, then it was waist deep, and then it became a deep river. And this river flowed into the salty Dead Sea and made it fresh. And it says, wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. And then it says, along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. So again we see life-giving water transforming the land, making it fruitful and fertile. Then if we look at Revelation chapter 22, John was given a vision of the New Jerusalem. It says, the angel then showed me the river of life-giving water, clear as crystal, which issued from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And it flowed down the middle of the streets. On either side of the river grew the trees of life, which produce fruit 12 times a year, once each month. So let's ask Jesus to let that life-giving water flow into our lives as we listen to Crystal Clear River and Let the River Flow.
There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. And wherever health, it brings joy, it brings peace of heart. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace. There's a crystal flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, a crystal clear river of life. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings joy, it brings peace of heart. and wherever the river flows. It brings health, it brings joy, it brings
wind. We beseech
for tongues of holy fire. We beseech you, O Lord, for tongues of holy fire. We beseech you, O Lord, for tongues of holy fire.
Mentioned earlier in the week that one of the ways that we can invite this river of life to flow in our lives is to take time to be alone with the Lord every day, to take time to worship Him, and to enter into that Sabbath rest that He so longs to give us. Now I'd like my wife Nancy to comment on her experience of resting in the Lord.
According to the Gospel of John 4:23, God is looking for those who will worship in spirit and in truth. Now, if the God of all that is seen and unseen is looking for someone with certain qualities, I want to work towards developing those exact qualities. When Jesus comes back, will He find faith on the earth? He asked that in Luke 18:8. It is my desire that my life reflects the kind of faith He is looking for. I also want to be found worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, since that is something He highly values too. Thankfully, He gave us His Holy Spirit to be our helper, because becoming prepared for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is a task way beyond our human ability. Making God my priority and protecting my time with Him is where it all starts. He is transforming me from glory to glory by His grace. My contributing factor is my willingness. I hope you have found our comments helpful this week in your walk with the Lord. Alan has been blessed to be given the gift of music and song. He has chosen to use his gifts and talents for the Lord and specifically to lead others into worship. Listening to Alan's CD, Like a Deer, is a wonderful way to be led into the peaceful, worshipful presence of the Lord as Alan gives praise to God and worships the Lord in spirit and truth.
I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Father Tom DiLorenzo's radio ministry, and I'd like to remind you that you can donate to this ministry by writing to In Season and Out of Season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Massachusetts, 02128. That's P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And if you'd like to obtain the CD of the songs we've been listening to this week, you could go to the Running Streams Music website. That's runningstreams.com, runningstreams, one word, .com. Or you could call 603-588-2918, 603-588-2918. Thanks so much for listening. Father Tom will be back at the microphone this coming Monday. May God bless you richly and let the river flow.